Oh, with us from the YWCA of the Sauk Valley, Monica joins us. Good morning, dear.
Well, hello, Tom.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's Friday, baseball season. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Oh, you're a baseball fan?
Oh, absolutely. Big ups to St. Louis Cardinals.
I was just going to say, do I dare ask who?
Oh, yes, you can.
Wow.
Got some haters out there, but well.
The Cards.
That's right.
Well, you know, if you get down that way, you get, and even up here, I've seen a lot of St. Louis Cardinals license plates.
That's right. Well, actually, I just came back from Springfield. I was doing a management advocacy in mm-hmm. Springfield, and wow. I was so close. I wish I could have caught a game.
There was a lot of things happening in Springfield.
I know. It was a lot going on down there.
House is in session. The Chamber of Commerce having their thing. And, wow.
It was kind of a nice little getaway.
I've talked to so many people that were in Springfield for one thing or another.
Yep.
My goodness.
Yep.
Well, hey, let's remind everybody of your department and position, then we'll get into all the fun stuff.
Well, actually, Tom, I got a new title. I'm the Shelter Operations Manager, so I have been there for almost 10 years. Yep, this is my third promotion, so it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. Like I said, everything's going well for me.
Well, congrats.
Yes. I'm part of the domestic violence department.
Did you know that was in the works? Or?
They were moving things around. Okay. You know, they got some secrets, you know. And so I'm glad I was a part of this one.
Well, everybody made a good choice.
Yes. I hope so. I hope so.
Well, we heard about it for quite a while, and it, here it's a coming win already. But Dixon Elks Lodge over there in Dixon was a hopping place yesterday with the women's... YWCA Women of Achievement Luncheon.
41st annual.
41st.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
Man.
And it was just a little bit more special because of our 100th celebration. So
right. It
was just a wonderful, wonderful. Well, I had to stay back, to be honest. So I didn't go, but I heard it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. About 375 people attended.
Wow.
And there were winners, there were smiles, there was laughs, and that's all that matters, right?
It is. So you got all the wonderful details?
Well, actually, I just want to give up, shout outs to the sponsors again. CGH, Mertis & Mertis, Halo, KSB, BorgWarner. Oh my gosh, there's so many. Rainers, First Gateway Credit Union, Law Office of William Lee, Ellie's Gaming Cafe and Spirits, Sterling Federal Bank, Franz, Community State Bank, Shell Johnson, Oil Company in the Rock River Valley. Always Invited Balloons, Backdrops, and more. Wall Cornerstone Credit Union. They were a wonderful asset, and we couldn't have done it without them.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And do you have the list of those recipients?
I actually do. So I am prepared today.
I suspected.
It's one of those mornings where I'm just on the go,
Women of Achievement Luncheon, these are the recipients, but it also recognizes at the same time the accomplishments of each and every woman in our community.
And it's just a wonderful feeling that they all came out of our Sauk Valley area.
Yeah.
It's just a great, great thing. So we got Joan Hermes, the executive director of CGH Health Foundation, Sarah Alvarez Brown, Chief Nursing Officer of CGH, Jen Staples from Gaffey Home Nursing, Emily Zimmerman, Whiteside Area Career Center, and Jennifer Lang, CEO, Events Director at Discover Dixon, and Taylor Reyna, Rock Falls High School.
Wow.
Just all wonderful, wonderful individuals, and we are so happy that they won.
Well, see, Taylor, that would be for the young, I forget the name of that award.
The high school, the high school student.
I forget what they call that.
Yes, I wish I had all of her accolades because I'm sure she's just a terrific, wonderful human being.
Yeah,
but she's going to do a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Joan is actually retiring in June.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Well, that's a nice little parting.
Yes, it is. Yes,
parting gift, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, and before that day comes along, I'm going to have Joan in here, I'm sure.
Oh, that's terrific. That's terrific. So, yes, shout out to everybody that was involved, everybody that volunteered. We couldn't do it without you, and it's just a wonderful event.
Yeah, one of the things, I haven't been for quite a while, but I have been, and one of the things I always enjoyed, I just kind of call it the entertainment value of the of the presentation when we get to the dessert dash.
That's like my favorite. That's my favorite. I haven't been there in probably 2 years or so, but yeah, I'm always the one picked at the table to head on up there. I think I'm the fastest. When you talk about desserts, I'm there. Like, I'm going to get it.
Well, you jump into those Air Jordans and off you go, or what?
That's kind of what it is, yeah. I come with my heels, but, you know, I put my Nikes on.
That's exactly what happens. It's like you're sitting there, it's kind of quiet. It's like, what's all that clacking? Oh, that's all the dress shoes hitting the floor, you know.
Yes, we take that DoorDash, or the dessert dash, very, very seriously, Dom.
You're going to see a... In the dash, you're going to see a flash of Adidas and Nike. Yeah.
Yes, also, we have to give a shout-out. Actually, I was talking to somebody about the West End Moxie, our thrift store, and they said they didn't know that it was for, you know, community. They just thought it was for the clients that come into our...
Wait a minute.
For our services. So I have to say, oh, my goodness, go in there, because where all money's made will go back into all of the free services for the YWCA. It's right across the street from County Market in Sterling, 115 West 3rd Street, Sterling. And hours of operation Tuesday through Friday, 10 in the morning to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 9 in the morning to 1 p.m. So get in there. I go all the time for my business casual, but there's furniture, there's dishware, there's knickknacks, there's just all kinds of stuff. You won't be, you know, you'll be totally surprised at what we got in there.
I think we can put a little clarification on there in that there's so many things that are donated there.
Oh,
there's clothes and everything. Yes. One of the things is some of the clients do get to go there.
And
but
now
it's not specific, but they do get to go.
Thank you, Tom. Yes. If a client comes and says, hey, I got an interview, we will actually give them a voucher. And they can go and they can shop for free. So that's why your money means so much to us. So we can do that for our clients.
Right.
And they'll call, you know, all I ask, you know, if you go get that, when you go to that interview, you call and tell me you got the job. So,
right.
And I've had several people do that. So,
yeah, but like you mentioned, if and there's a Facebook page, people can take a cruise to the Facebook page, which Andre is great at updating it often and frequently.
Mm-hmm.
But West End Moxie, there's things in there that would surprise you in the quality. It's not just a thrown together, open the door and say, yeah, you see anything you like. It's like you will see something you like.
It's not any old thrift store.
Right.
I mean, it just seems so modern when you walk in.
Yes.
You have welcoming staff there. It's so clean. Everything is fresh and new. There's jewelry. There's shoes. It's just wonderful. Sometimes we do. We just kind of take a half day and go on over there and shop.
I remember when they were putting that together, and you know, it used to be a senior thrift shop, and they took it apart, painted it, put it all together, and they were kind of like, "Boy, we hope this thing's successful." It has been.
It has been. You know? It really has been. You know? Yes, and we have regulars for sure.
Yep.
But we just definitely want to get it out there.
Yeah.
Our YW page, I believe we have 1,300 followers right now, and we want more.
Yeah. Well, if you go in there and then you go in there 3 weeks later, you'll see things have moved around.
Everything is just, everything's new.
Yeah.
So I go every couple weeks and it's just like it's a whole different store every time you go in there. So you just have to, we get donations all the time. They call our Sterling office first and then I just shoot them on over to the West End Moxie. And like I said, I'm just surprised that people haven't heard about our thrift store.
One of the things I like to bring up when West End Moxie is where, you know, we've got community garage sales coming up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for both Rock Falls and Sterling. Let's say you got someone say, oh, that didn't sell, but I don't want to put it back in the basement. If it's in fairly decent quality condition, make a donation to West End Moxie. But don't just drop it off. Make an appointment. Because all these garage sales, they're not going to sell everything.
And to be honest, I used to give all my stuff to Goodwill, and I'm just thinking, no. Because, you know, pretty much all the money goes in, you know, the corporation pocket. And that's just not how we do things. We want our money to go to mean something.
Right.
So our money is going to clients of domestic violence and sexual assault. And we own up to what we sell.
Right.
Yep.
Wow.
For sure.
So, yeah, well, I hope we took care of that one.
Of course. I hope so. Go over there. The staff are amazing over there.
You can't miss it. You drive by. There's the big window that says YWCA West End Moxie.
Mm-hmm, And you're at County Market anyway, so you see it. So yeah. After grocery shopping, get over there and get some clothes.
Or, you head down to the farmer's market tomorrow, pop up there.
There it is. It's right up. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Good idea, Tom.
So, don't be involved in a missed opportunity.
Right. Exactly. For sure.
Wow. And let's see, what else we got to get to? We got a couple of things coming up not too far away now.
Well, actually, we got Cinco de Mayo coming up, and I believe that is going to be hopefully in our parking lot. Yep. So if it rains, it's going to be in our gymnasium.
It's not going to rain.
You know what? You just never know these days. You did the weather, you know. Yeah. But we have Cinco de Mayo. We got something going on with Diversity of Alliance for Juneteenth. Mm. We just have all this wonderful summer festivities, and we're going to be there with a table. And just check out our Facebook page, the YWCA of the Sauk Valley, and we are always updated, and we always keep you informed.
Wow. So, Monica, 10 years at the YWCA.
It's almost 10 years, and I'll tell you, public service forgiveness loan is coming, so all my student loans will be waived here pretty soon.
Oh, my.
I'm very excited about that.
Wow.
Yes, 10 years.
So, you got to have some, concern and both compassion if you chose to, pursue this.
Well, not very much. Some people just, they can't do it. So when I say that I work there, there's a lot of just compliments, like, oh my gosh, that's wonderful. You hear some horrific stories.
Right.
But I can relate to most of those stories. I love the pitter-pats of little kids in shelter, all of that stuff. They just have really good memories when they come. Yeah. We help them out with employment, housing, and counseling. So they love being there, and I love to serve them.
Right. Now, and a lot of people might totally and entirely forget that some of the people you serve, what they have is what they're wearing, because they have to escape and get away.
Yes.
And you get them in the right direction.
Well, unfortunately, we get calls, I'm homeless. I just got kicked out. The landlord evicted me type of thing. This is a domestic violence shelter. So you have to be actively fleeing domestic violence. Right. And we are happy to serve you. Yeah. Because it is dire, it's an emergency situation, and we will definitely help you. And you can come on in to shelter. Not very many rules, pick up after yourself. It's just they love it. They're grateful. Mm-hmm. And like I said, all I ask is update me when we get them housing and things like that. Tell me how you're doing. They'll call and they'll say, hey, love your services. Thank you guys for everything that you did for me. So that's why I've been there 10 years for those success stories.
So if somebody is in unfortunate situation, we've got 24-hour hotlines.
24-hour hotline.
That they can call if they, have something that's immediate, or if they just need some, somebody to talk to.
Absolutely. And we also offer orders of protection. You can call 815-625-0333. We're not lawyers, but we will help you with the paperwork, because that is kind of, there's a lot of paperwork to do, orders of protection, but we will help you go to the court dates, and we will kind of suggest things that you can do. Business hours are 8:30 to 5 o'clock p.m. But yes, we have a hotline, 815-626. I believe it's 7. Oh my goodness, my bad. I am so sorry.
Usually I can drop that out, but I got the fog going this morning.
Oh, me too. Now I do. But yes, we do have a hotline call. Google it, YWCA of the Sauk Valley. I am so sorry that I don't have that on me right now. Oh, look at that.
Here.
Tom, the superhero.
815-626-7277 and 815-288-1011.
You think I'd have that memorized? Oh, my gosh.
Luckily
my gosh. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, but I just remember, it was like, guess what I've got?
There it is.
I've got some It's Kleenex from the White Lucia is talking about. I'm going to say this. It's sitting right there for a reason. See, that was the plan.
I love it. I love it. Oh, my goodness. That was awesome. There's saved me.
There's a reason for everything.
Wow.
That was there.
Right there. Kleenex. Yes. Kleenex. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Oh, RMR got that for you. All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, RMR.
Yes. Well, Monica, thank you for all you do and for all the information this morning. And YWCA, a great partner with the United Way of Whiteside County and Lee County, and also always on a mission.
Always on a mission. Absolutely. Empower women and eliminate racism. Thank you. Sure.
Thank you so much again.